Hello everyone, it's
Claire Randall
and Paul Hopkins, and we're on Audio Mode Day 3. Claire, we did something really cool yesterday, didn't we? What was it?
Went to the zoo. With Nathan as well.
Yeah, we did something really cool with Nathan yesterday. And it was at night time. It was, what was it called? Sunset Safari.
Sunset Safari, and what they've done is there's a new concept where they're opening up the zoo between 6 and 10 in the, once a week, so every Friday, between June and August, to give people a look into things at night.
So it's like animals in their pyjamas.
Kind of, yeah.
Incredibly good.
Some of them go to their beds, some of the enclosures are closed.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and just let you hear what we recorded. I've recorded it with a short MV88 microphone, which we both have one now.
We do?
Yeah. And we had a really good time.
Well, I haven't done much audio ever since then.
That's all right, you're on this one though. And we'll speak to you, well, during this piece, and then we'll see you on the next Audio Mo.
They've got the Zooniversity Challenge.
Okay. Zooniversity Challenge.
We're at London Zoo, and it's, what's it called? It's Night Safari or something.
Sunset Safari.
And you can come to London Zoo at night, basically.
Only 8 days during the...
8 days. Go on, Dom.
In the summer.
Yeah. So, this is Audio Mo Day 3, I think. And we'll see how it goes. Just taking the... noise and
on the map they've got guided trails that you can take.
Okay, you're cold. You.
So just for those interested, I'm using my Shure
MD88
stereo microphone, which is awesome.
Okay.
At Claire Randall is with me and Nathan is with us also. And we're just going to just take it in. Just, you know, wind forward if you want. But hopefully you'll stay with us and just enjoy the sounds of London Zoological Society.
Okay, which is where we are. Go,
so I'll just let this carry on and come back to you every so often.
So it's 20 past six.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got...
I presume you want to go and see the pingus.
The pingus,
at seven.
Yeah.
I want to go and see the owls at eight.
Yeah. See them?
Get a cup of tea somewhere in the middle, or something to drink.
Yeah. I presume you want to go and see the new lion enclosure.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah.
So you know how big Tiger Territory is?
Yeah.
It's about double that size.
Awesome.
Plus it's all based on a proper town.
Oh, wow.
Out in Bucharest.
Oh, so there are people for the lions to maul and stuff.
Not real people.
I haven't been...
No, this is how close you can get to the lions. Feel where my other finger is?
How?
Really?
They've just got...
Through glass.
No, it's not glass. It's electrified wire.
Oh, my word.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. So, I mean, I haven't been here for years, so I don't mind what we do, really.
Okay.
We've left our own...
Right, so we want to see... Nathan wants to see the penguins.
Yeah.
Because it's like the law that we
always...
We always go see penguins.
Yeah, of course.
And I want to see the owls at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And other than that...
We can do what we want.
Yeah.
Well, I'm easy. I honestly don't mind.
Right.
So you guys do what you.
Gorilla Kingdom.
Oh, why?
Because they've got lots of babies in there.
Put my mic somewhere. Sorry, guys. That does it.
Have it poking out there.
I'm gonna have.
Idea.
You think so? That works.
No, if you zip it up.
No, not all the way, because it'll make too much noise.
No, if I go like.
The buck is too deep. Careful. What are you thinking? Oh,
like
okay.
That.
Oh, you've hooked it. Oh, yeah, go on then. We'll go with that.
Cool.
What are you doing audio?
Yeah.
Paul's doing audio. He's just got it sat in his pocket.
You can.
I'm going to take care of this. Rival company.
Yeah.
I've got 20.
Yeah, we're using awesome. We're using all sorts of social media here.
Yeah, we
to.
I just need my Twitter account. Oh, I can't.
What's that? Well, yeah. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realise. I mean, I suppose I should have expected it to be. No, it's making too much noise though, so I'll have to change that a little bit. Sorry, everyone. People won't like it. Making lots of noise. I'll carry it with me, I think. It's easier. That's easy. You're right. You can do everything.
I don't know where we are, so...
Okay. No, Nathan will probably explain as we go around, but I just think it doesn't matter.
Facebook for the
Pingus. Yeah, yeah, people just take it in and enjoy it.
The Pingus.
Nathan
likes penguins.
So they're supposed to be...
Since we were little. He was little.
Live bands. I have no idea. Oh, a truck. A ding-dong truck van thing. It's a rubbish van. Yeah. So what's all this on the right then? And there's all kinds of stuff we can look at.
It looks like the food hall.
It's amazing how quickly you can get out of the hubbub though, so it's actually pretty quiet.
No, normally it was still packed here.
Yeah.
But they only let so many in, I think.
It's
so,
like 200 people they let in a night.
Oh,
is that
okay.
All? Barely any.
No, there's more than that. There's got to be, surely. Wouldn't be worth them putting it on.
Well, I imagine...
Can we pop into here as it's empty?
Okay, what's
What is it?
Bird Safari.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on then.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh, there's more music over there.
Do you want to go for it? No. We'll get to that.
Is it closed?
Oh, sure. Okay.
That'd be
right,
it's empty then.
What did he say?
It's not.
Okay. There's a bit of a stream there. Well, I don't know. Not sure how much of a stream. So is this part of Regent's Park then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Regent's Park
in
London.
The lions apparently get quite interested in the dogs being walked on Regent's Park.
I bet they would.
There's Tiger Territory, which, again, is very quiet.
I think it's closed.
That one's actually open, but they don't... Okay, I'm going to guess that the one saying our bedtime is on them.
Oh, of course.
Bedtime, yeah.
So this is the tigers then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Quite what we'll pick up here on Audio Boom, like the sound of...
Birdies.
Lots of birdies. This is in the middle of London, though, so typically your tube stations...
See, I'd like a job here. This is yeah. Cool.
Tube stations are...
Okay, mummy.
Yeah.
Compare this to how busy it was when we came.
Yeah, I know.
Regent's Park.
We came in the middle of the summer holidays, though.
It's true. Baker Street, I suppose, isn't too far. You would never believe it. Now we're...
They're having a nap in here.
Oh. Are they?
I can't get pictures in here, can I?
No, it's dark anyway.
The glasses.
Are the tigers in there?
Yeah, they're having a nap.
Ah. Oh. It's always a thing with the zoo, I think, when you're us, is that it's just the atmosphere of it's very peaceful, and you do hear animal noises occasionally. You're right, darling?
Yeah.
So where are we headed now?
The tiger.
Oh, okay.
It's a pair of legs with a picture of a steak on top of it.
Oh, that's how they say us?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Dinner, you know?
Oh, dear. Yeah, that looks rather tasty if you're a tiger. It looks a bit odd, a pair of legs with a steak on it. They can probably, I don't know, see through you and see just your meat. What's in there?
In where?
Where you're looking.
This is just a giant tiger.
Oh, you can
life size.
Feel a life size tiger.
No, that's how big a baby is. One of the smaller ones.
Really?
Yeah. That's it jumping.
How old is it, that size?
That one? Yeah. This one's about
Does it tell you?
2 years old.
Just a reminder, this is not a real tiger.
It's 2 years old, isn't it?
You would think so.
It's only about
I wouldn't want to scrap with it. They're a bit bigger than Vance.
No, like that, it's jumping.
Right.
A bit bigger than Vance was.
So if you come to the front, you can find its feet. So if you go over its head,
yeah, you've got
down its side, then
So what I want to know is the
baby. I'm going to take a photo of this.
Harry has a hard day. Poor guy.
Yeah, Mummy, if you stand back this way, I can take a picture of you. No, no.
Meet my tiger.
Yeah, stay there.
Eye of the tiger.
Eye of the tiger. Excellent.
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah.
Taking this way or?
Yeah.
Thank you now. Don't forget to keep an eye on the time for the penguins.
Yeah, how far are they away?
I left my watch at home.
Ha. Ah.
And where is that?
Because I didn't put it on.
Ah.
Right. Oh. What's that
for? Right, it's 25 to 7 now.
Do we know where?
So how long do we need? Yeah, Nathan knows where the penguins are. It's just...
Oh, yeah, the penguins are always in the same place.
Yeah.
So where? Yeah, it's got where?
Where?
Yeah.
They are. The penguins are
very ancient. Okay, as long as you've got enough time to get to them, that's all.
There's some parrots or something.
Those are the ones that
Yeah.
Yeah, London's.
They let them out with lions and tigers and things. What? This is actually like an experiment.
Yeah.
They've actually let all the animals out.
London's parakeets.
And they, because they can't afford to feed them anymore, you see. So now. And other people have come in.
It's a good theory.
To be live bait.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Weird using the cane again, y'all.
No doggies.
Food.
I can't yeah. smell food. Yeah, is that the market?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the children
too. Oh, yeah.
The llamas
and stuff. Yeah,
llamas. The
llama. That's a donkey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a donkey.
Some live music here, which you're probably going to hear as you go up, hopefully. That's where you're going.
A donkey. Get a drove of donkeys.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got a stink of donkeys.
I've had to clear out this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should tell us about that, mate. We got to be a zookeeper, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You got to clean out donkeys. What else did you do?
Not donkeys, llamas.
Llamas, isn't it? What else did you do besides that? Oh.
What?
You're singing that song we found out where we
were. Yeah.
I guess that's quite good, actually. This is the thing
about you sure I know?
It's behind you.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. What are you doing?
Just taking a picture.
All right.
I shall pause this for a minute, I think, and then come back.
London Zoo.
The London Zoological Society at night. Oh, oh, oh. No, I don't think it's meant to be scary.
Right.
Are you, where are you going? Boo or live thing?
No, Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, okay.
Airplane mode.
Hold
on. Do you want to come to right a bit? See that way. People are catching.
That helps.
What, doll?
Okay.
What's that?
Facebook.
I think I see one.
You
haven't climbed one.
Yeah, come here. Baby. Come this side of it and it's out of the way.
Might not be able to.
Why?
They've only got two bars.
Yeah, it should be. Can't you upload it afterwards?
No. Well, I can.
Yeah.
Oh, the same. Be live.
As a suggestion.
Eh?
As a suggestion. People found a love thing.
I quite like to do live watching.
Oh my god.
What?
My phone. What's it's gone down to 14% and then died.
Oh.
Again.
Didn't sound very good.
Well, I'm not replacing that one.
No.
You need to start charging it though.
I do charge it. Why do you think I don't?
London Zoo at night. Here's a place. Let's go.
I'll keep recording then. What are we?
Periscope.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't write Periscope.
Do you not?
Can I do it on my Periscope?
Oh, on your phone.
You might have to sign out of mine and into yours then.
You could just go on yours.
No, he wants to do Periscope.
Oh. Okay. Huh? Yeah, it's all right.
So I could have done just a normal video.
You can.
Well, I can't, because nothing's on my phone.
Well, yeah, but you can in a bit.
We can always come back down.
No, I was going to say, it doesn't matter. You'll get it, because it'll save it to your reel anyway if you periscope it. Won't it?
Oh, yeah, true. As long as it does it nicely.
Make sure it saves it to the...
My camera roll.
Yeah, yeah, camera roll.
Thanks. It will only let me log in with your Twitter.
Well, then just go with that, then.
It doesn't matter, then. I just video it, and then you can upload it.
It's not worry too much.
I'm not spending hours fucking about with recording equipment. Besides which,
I'll just do it on yours.
That's it. Otherwise, you don't get it at all. On your Periscope.
On my Periscope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trouble is, otherwise, you don't get anything, do you? And it's not worth... So...
Doing it then.
Yeah, now live.
Right, come on. Blimey.
That's good.
Hello.
Hello. Everybody.
Hello. Yeah.
So we are
now looking at
Zedersville
London
Zoo. No, we're not. We're in
G National.
You're going to tell us.
G.
Oh,
G. No, G-I-R.
It says Asiatic Lion something here.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us about Geo National
Habitat?
Yeah.
The forests and fields of Gujarat, India.
Ah.
Eat chital deer,
ooh,
nilgai, antelope,
ooh,
occasionally buffalo and cattle.
Oh, okay.
Conservation status. Endangered. With a growing population, the Asiatic lion is a conservation success story, but they still need our help. Fact. Asiatic lions have a flap of skin that runs along their belly, which African lions don't have.
Oh, right.
This belly is a mystery to science. Nobody knows what it is for.
Huh?
And that lion's name... No, it's just a lion.
Can you see it in there?
No, they're probably having a nap.
Huh. Lots
I don't know, though. It's prime feeding time for lions.
Lots of nice long naps going on.
That's where they go.
Oh, what you found?
We have a nice big pot. I have a similar flap of skin on my belly.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Someone said.
Oh. It's just a big box.
This is a box.
What's that for?
Food, maybe.
A lion transport box.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there one in it?
It can be used for moving back to the forest, rescue, and medical.
Oh, my word.
You can get right into it. So.
Nathan's gone.
You can just sit in here.
Cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, look.
Awesome.
See,
I'm guessing that's the reason why they have maps in here.
So, well, so you can just have a little seat.
Peafowl.
Have a little
bit quiet today, aren't they?
Careful. What is it?
They are also known as peacock.
Also known as what?
Peacock.
Oh.
That's what they're called.
Peacock.
The male ones.
And a pea hen.
Yeah. Forest and habitat. Forest and grassland. Also in towns and villages.
Range, eastern Pakistan, India and Southeast Asia.
You've got them over there?
Yeah.
Eat insects, lizards, frogs,
mice and grain.
Right.
Conservation threatened. Status, not yet threatened.
Oh, okay.
Someone said females are peahens.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
The male peafowl, or peacock, has massive tail feathers which it fans out to impress females, or peahens.
Yeah. It does.
River Huron, dangerous water.
Huh.
Over here we also have a nice vulture.
A what?
West Africa.
A vulture.
Southern Africa.
Can you see it?
In India, three species of vulture that were once common have declined by more than 90% in recent years.
Oh.
Birds fed on dead farm animals that had been treated with the drug diclofenac, which is deadly to vultures.
Oh.
ZSL works with partners to support vulture recovery in India and Nepal. One of the guys said, I have massive feathers. None of the females are impressed by. We are now entering the temple.
So they obviously like to humanise the animals a bit.
Yeah, danger. A lot of bolts.
Bolts?
Vaults.
Vaults?
Oh,
It's not...
As an electric.
Why? Okay.
If you see lions fighting, please take care.
Okay.
Park rules. Do respect the wildlife. Move with a guide only. Use binoculars for observations and take only photos. Don't enter without permit. Light fires. Blow horns.
What?
Cross safety barriers.
Okay.
What's in here? This is lion territory.
Pardon?
Is this the lion territory?
Yeah. Sleep like a lion. Up to 20 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to come back as one of them.
That sounds like our dogs.
They should have a danger 10,000 voles sign on the vole enclosure.
Okay.
No, someone said that.
Oh.
Right. Well, if you're stupid enough to bend down and you shouldn't. Hey.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know.
Welcome to Deer Lion Lodge, your peaceful forest oasis. Private lodge is available. Beautiful forest surrounding. Call booking office now on 0344 225 1826. Search Deer Lion Lodge for internet booking and personal bathroom.
So what do you do with that then?
What?
No, I think you can actually stay there.
What?
Really?
Oh my lord. Oh.
Cool.
Deer Lion Lodge, sensational stay you won't forget. A peaceful room to wait you. Complete safety from lions. Spectacular location in Deer Forest. Enjoy dinner and breakfast, morning and evening tours, 24 hours hot and cold water, Western style fittings. So much better than an impersonal bathroom, someone says.
How weird. Are you looking on the map or the
the
signs? How
join
weird.
The pride. Become a wildlife champion and protect endangered Asiatic lions.
Well, my gosh, they come with all kinds of clever ideas to sell stuff, don't they?
Okay.
To raise money.
Oh, can we adopt a lion?
And what's in here then?
I want to adopt a llama.
We know you do. What's in here?
In here.
We've entered your camera.
Is another part of the temple.
Okay. What is it?
This is.
You still videoing?
Yeah,
I'm still
he's periscoping and I'm recording.
So we're in a temple or
someone's
house or something like this. Because if you come over here,
yeah,
Mummy, you can smell
lion's breath.
No, all of the herbs and spices.
For what? Do they give to lions?
It's like a house. This takes you into a proper village. So
I don't understand.
If you were in.
You
come over here.
The smelly things. Go for it, Mummy. Enjoying.
That's flavours of Gujarat. Classic vegetarian recipes.
Ooh, that one smells nice. Sounds like basmati rice.
Yeah,
doll.
Yeah,
no, come out and then I can get to you. That's it. There you go. It's a pretty slow walking this round here, isn't it?
They have cricket bats everywhere.
Why?
Because it's India.
Yeah. And they like cricket.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're feeding them.
See, feeding what? Lions?
No, flamingos.
Flamingos. Oh, wow. What a great idea this is.
Temple ruins, railway station.
Yeah. It's not there.
I don't know what's on the left. Sounds like
soft drinks and coffee.
Oh yeah. Do you want a drink of anything, anyone?
You could sit here
for a while. No, you want to go and see the penguins?
Yeah. What time is it?
10 to 7.
Okay. Oh, we can come back though now.
Someone said flamingos are crap at cricket.
When, you can come back here though for a drink or something if you want. This is cool, man. How far is the penguin?
Vandro Construction Limited. It's amazing what you can do with a portable farm. Cool. Okay, so shall we come back then?
Yeah, we can.
I think we'll have to if we want to go to Penguin.
Okay, we'll
keep periscoping.
Oh, okay.
How far is
Periscope? I would stop that one and do a separate one.
Okay, we will be back.
Yeah, I think I might pause.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I'll pause as well. Bye, bye,
bye.
Bye. We're now at the Penguin Beach in London Zoo. So I don't know how much I comment, but there's a number of people here. Here we go.
Inside here, and also at the front, we'll be feeding our penguins throughout the talk. So do keep your eyes peeled on our feathery friends.
Sounds like a fairground. Hold on tight, please.
With our penguins, they've got buckets full of fish. But before we do begin our introduction, there's just a little bit of housekeeping that I must do. It's so lovely to see so many of your smiley, lovely faces, but it does mean it's incredibly busy here. So we do need to make sure that there is a completely clear path from the entranceway straight through there as well. I know it's very, very busy, but it really is very important, health and safety. So please may I ask to have a nice clear path at either side. So if you can do that, wonderful, thank you. So that's the housekeeping over and done with. One more nice clear path there, make sure that.
Where's the pool? I've only seen the pool for me.
It's time to tell you a bit about these wonderful creatures. So if you love penguins, you certainly are in the right place. Here at London Zoo, we're quite proud to say that we have the largest penguin pool in the whole of England. Home to over 70
England?
Penguins. Yeah, so there's lots to introduce you to. Should we start with this one and that one? Oh, might be all night. Let's not do all of them. But they are beautiful. We have two different types of penguins to say hello to today. So the majority of which you can see feeding on the beach here and at the front of the penguin pool are humpbacked penguins. That's their name. But we do also have a bit of a VIP. And I'm surprised I haven't caught a glimpse of him tonight because he normally loves the limelight. But keep your eyes peeled for Ricky the Rockhopper. Now he looks very different to our humble penguins because he has very glamorous rolls of head feathers on top of his head. So keep your eyes peeled. If you spot him before I do, because I'll be looking at your lovely faces, could you do me the pleasure of doing the Rockhopper signal, which is this. You can give it a go yourselves. Oh, you look beautiful. You just look like perfect Rockhoppers. Fantastic. So you can do that signal, and we'll know Ricky the Rockhopper has come out to say hello. But they are the two different types of penguins resident here at London Zoo. But around the world, believe it or not, there are up to 20 different types of penguin. Now that's quite a diverse type of bird. They come in all different shapes and sizes. So imagine coming face to face with the tallest type of penguin, known as the emperor penguin, standing at a regal 4 foot tall. Now that is quite formidable.
It's not bad.
And from the tallest, right down to the smallest, we come to a very cute, very aptly named, the fairy penguins, and they stand at a mere 1 foot tall, smaller even than our beloved humpbacks.
Not that of a fairy penguin.
Quite a diverse bird. And what about their habitat? Where do they live? Now, normally, when we think of penguins, we conjure up the snow ridge, the very cold habitat, such as Antarctica. Rather than fish. Their habitat, we normally think of places like Antarctica, and if you do, you'd be absolutely correct when we talk of penguins such as the emperor penguin, that very tall type of penguin there, you'd be absolutely right. But there are some types of penguins who love hot sandy beaches and a bit of sunbathing as well. In fact, you can find our lovely humpback penguins out in the wild on the coastal regions of Peru and Chile, the longing walk. And you can find different types of penguins in New Zealand and even in South Africa as well. So some of them do love a bit of sight. But although they're sizes and shapes differ, and also their habitat differ as well. There is one thing that unites all penguins, and that is their
peppers.
Love of fish.
Oh.
Now we're feeding our penguins very small fish called
their love of fish.
Who knew? A lot of spinnerfish to go around, but generally, penguins have a diet of fish that makes up around 80% of their diet. The other 20% comes in the form of other watery crustaceans. So with this in mind, I'm sure you will gather that penguins really do rely on the water as their food source. So it means they need lots and lots of adaptations that make them superb hunters in the water. So if we were to look at one of our penguins' wings up close, you will notice that they are really solid, very chunky bones in their wings. So that allows them not to fly. Unfortunately, penguins can't fly. That would be a strange sight. But instead, to dive incredible depths. So generally, penguins can reach depths of around 100 metres. But when we talk about those very, very tall Ephra penguins, they can reach depths of around 500 metres. So quite incredible. It's having those solid bones that help propel them through the water. Now that's very different to some of the flight birds that you might also see here. Now I'm sure you've noticed we've got some very cheeky herons and some big seagulls as well. I think they've gone to bed. They have to do an awful job of trying to blend in with our penguins. I don't think it's working. And they try and steal the food. So if you see our herons steal some fish, you can give them a food. Like a good old pantomime food.
Are they the tableaus?
No idea.
I can't recall. And a sitar, I'm taking. What is this, though? This is London Zoo. So that was the penguins we saw.
Well, I think we should become a member.
Why?
Because then you get events like this.
Well, I doubt it. It's probably extra.
How much? I was going to say, how much is membership?
Yeah.
So, some lovely smells around here. So essentially, it's just the zoo's open to the public, isn't it? And it's just but a night sort of thing. People seem to like this sort of idea. Seeing what we can get to think
about. It would be about £229 membership put together.
Okay.
Or 169 joint adult.
At the top.
And
what do we get for that?
You get entrance to the zoo whenever you want.
I want a pet lion.
So you could even
fast track membership.
Would you? How many times are you going to likely to come back?
Well, that's a question for you too.
Yeah, we could come whenever we wanted. Like, if we had a spare day, you want to go to the zoo?
But
yeah.
Would you, yeah, it's whether you do it enough. I mean, it's interesting how you've changed. Remember 2 years ago, it was all Lego mats. It was brilliant. I would consider it.
You
are right. Only for now. Just theory, isn't it? The commentary on them. They didn't. I thought they were going to get them to do tricks and stuff, but I think that's a bit beyond this zoo. To be honest, it's more of a commentary about them. They didn't say like after I faded out, just that that they have tongues that have got spikes in them to keep the fish in place when they eat them. Oh, hang on, a bit of a tree there, we want to avoid that. I'll be back in a minute. So we're still in London Zoo.
We are in London Zoo.
These are some Argentinian slash Chile.
What colour are they?
They are blue, yellow, green and red.
Reported to be very friendly. Well, they certainly are.
Well, they're not friendly. They're
not in danger.
What are they called again?
Patagonian conroe.
Yeah, yeah. That's for audio game. I've been postcoping.
You get it.
I shall upload these to my Facebook anyway. Maybe.
I seem to like everyone gathering around.
It does.
Oh my word. Very cool.
Anything else?
Yes. Yeah. They seem to be very sociable.
There's a lot of chatting to, doesn't it?
Yeah. So should we
Definitely. Birdie birdie. Drawing attention to themselves. It's getting quite.
We should have some of them.
You're not coming for anything.
People keep these as pets.
I have no idea. They're keeping as pets.
Can I have one as a pet?
I guess you could.
Can I? Oh, cool.
If you wish. You would keep everyone out. It'd be great burglar alarm. Yeah. They look quite big to me, though. But you'd say
no, they're just smaller than our parrot.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, well, thank you for. You'll be back in a bit.
Bye.
Bye bye. What were those ferrety things? That was a.
Coatis.
They were quite
cute. Did we have viewers?
We had a little interview.
No,
with,
we had one.
It was impromptu, though, so I didn't get to record it, but one of the keepers of the coatis.
That's safe.
And they were like little ferrety things running about everywhere.
It's automatic.
And she was talking about
now.
The coatis.
So
it was good. No sound.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
What did someone say?
It's not playing.
It says play.
It's loading.
Oh, there it is.
So, yeah, koalas were quite fun as well. We're going to see some owls in a minute.
Bye bye, you can be quiet now.
So, right. I'll see you in a second when we get to the owl bit. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, we'll pay a script now.
Oh, should have gone to airplane mode off. Sorry, guys.
And they're all within groups of up to 50 individuals. 50 meerkats. It's a lot of little meerkats. And they only tend to live in these big groups if there's lots of food around. Now, these groups are always in charge of by a female. So the females run the roost in meerkat society. She is a queen, a parent, and she puts everyone in their place. Now, there's only one female that will be breeding at a time. So she is the only one allowed to breed. The rest of them will be out foraging through and helping bring up the meerkat pups. Talking of food, meerkats, they eat all sorts of things. Can anyone guess what type of food they like to eat? I think you're good here. Yes, crickets. They are carnivorous. They will basically eat any small mammal, birds, eggs, insects, anything that they come across, they will eat. So today we're having crickets.
Ah, I think meerkats should be Russian.
A bit of fruit and vegetable matter as well. I don't think they can really get across in the wild. Especially if they will eat vegetables and roots and stuff to try and rehydrate them out in the wild, because they tend to live in these very deadly places. So they have some amazing adaptations to help them live in such a harsh environment. Do you always see a meerkat on sentry duty? Not now, because that's my job at the moment. Well, there will always be one on sentry duty, because they're looking out for any potential predators. When you're this small, there's a lot of animals that want to eat you. Anything from a lion, a hyena, a jackal, a wild dog, large snakes and lizards, or even birds of prey. And birds of prey, they're quite cunning. What they'll do is they'll fly with the sun behind them, and this will hopefully dazzle the meerkat and then they can throw it through. Right. He's got another trick up your sleeve. You'll see these dark patches around his eyes, and they act like natural inbuilt sunglasses. So he stands up for hours on end on a nice spot there and look out for those predators. And as soon as they spot a danger, they have a range of different vocalizations that they'll make to tell all their brothers, sisters and family to head underground into safety. And they have a different call for each predator. So an aerial predator, like a martial eagle out in Africa, they'll have a different call to a snake that is on the ground. And often when they come across snakes, what they'll do is fold to the arms. They'll get all the meerkats together and they'll chase that predator away. And quickly they get to live and see another day. Now, can anyone tell me what group of animals or mammals a meerkat belongs to? Anyone?
Rodent.
No, not quite moss eagles. They tend to have a pouch. Meerkats, the small carnivores, down in Africa, you find their group of animals across Africa and Asia. We've got four different species here at the zoo. I'll give you a clue, there's some over there. Mongoose, yes, they are a member of the mongoose.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't know that.
And not everyone thinks of a mongoose when they think of a meerkat, but they are still a little group of mongooses. And I think they're off now. There we go. Bedtime already. But you can see, just one on sentry duty there. He uses his tail, bow like a tripod, helping to get up nice and high. And there's no danger today. It's a Norman. Yeah, we're looking just to make sure. But talking of mongoose, I'm going to pass it to Ronnie now. He's going to tell you a bit about our fantastic yellow mongoose.
What I've got is more or less the same thing as a brown canada, the other side of the meerkats. Like you say, they are from the same family, so they do quite a lot of the same things.
Oh,
they actually have some snails in
the
meerkat as well.
Okay, it's going to get a little bit hard to hear now, so I'll leave this for now, and then I'll come back to you in a bit.
Hello.
Now we've got our teams, fantastic, very clear, here and here, lovely.
We will continue without team names, of course. And now we are in the zoo, so it's only fitting to have names of animals. So it's up to you, animals, though. I'm not going to choose them for you. Too many animals to choose from. So, from this side, I want to hear shouts and screams of your favourite animal that you want to be called. Called. So, here we go. So we're going to go for naked bomb work. Are we happy with that choice? We love them all the same. Lovely. Okay, team on this side, we need a name. So let me hear it. Are you making animals up?
Naked bomb work.
Impressions here of naked bomb rats. Please do not strip, this is a family friendly show. Okay, go with the long rat side of things. Okay, on this side, it's a legend. You're going to have your best impression of the snot. I think that's going to be quite amazing, quite easy to do. So, on count of three, one, two, three, glare at each other. Look at that fearsome impression. I myself am scared. I will never look at these animals in the same way. Fantastic. Already. So, how is tonight going to work? It's very exciting. We're going to have three games and a contestant, or two contestants from each side of the team are going to come down and they can try. I'll say try, I'll be optimistic. You will be able to.
So that was it. That was our little trip to the zoo. Hope you enjoyed it, and speak to you on Audio Moo Day 4, which is today, but I'll need to catch up. I'll speak to you all in a bit. Bye-bye.